Quiet, please. Quiet, please. American Broadcasting Company presents Quiet, Please, which is written and directed by Willis Cooper, and which features Ernest Chappell. Quiet, Please for today is called Berlin, 1945.
Good afternoon. This is Willis Cooper. The Quiet, Please story we're bringing you today is a Christmas story that many of our listeners have asked us to repeat this year. And though Christmas actually was yesterday, after all, it's still Christmas today, isn't it? This was Christmas Day 3 years ago, Christmas 1945, in a ruined house in Berlin, in Germany. Five soldiers around a table beginning their Christmas dinner. Staff Sergeant John Plattner was Carly.
I am a guy that strictly enjoys Christmas.
I'd enjoy it a lot more if I was at 504 North Monroe Street. Hey, you guys come to see me sometime in Peoria. You'll find out.
Hey, listen, I tell you what. Next Christmas, let's all go to Peoria and have Christmas dinner at Schulte's house.
Yeah, that's the deal.
Book on skating. Right,
out at Bradley Park. Hey, I'll bet they're skating at Bradley Park right now.
Hey, it's 11:55 Berlin time. There's 7 hours difference. That makes it 04:55 in the morning in Peoria. So they're skating in Peoria at 04:55 in the morning.
That's
so
trash.
In Peoria, everybody's nuts. Well, come on. Who said white meat?
One at a time.
Don't anybody want a drumstick?
I want a drumstick.
Oh, who said
Well, look at the turkey. That's so
Oh, I'd rather look at what's that under your arm, Lieutenant.
That, little kiddies, is the finest bottle of wine between here and Hoboken. Well, open it, somebody.
You need Lieutenant, only one.
Corporal Lester, there are times when you discourage me with your thirst. Now, if you just walk outside to my Jeep, as I was about to say, you'll find seven more of the same.
Yes, sir.
Boy, if he got off his chair like that when I tell him to get out of the morning report, I'd
get it on, Lieutenant. Where'd you get the wine, sir? Well, if you mean where did I get the money, there was a craft game last night with some Air Force gentlemen.
Uh-oh. Airplane drivers, huh?
Yeah, and I happened to hold some very excellent dice. My, what's that? Not cranberry sauce.
Yeah, Schultz's uncle sent it to him. Can.
Oh, man, that tastes like home.
Yeah, now, look, Lieutenant, don't pull right.
Yeah, don't.
Sergeant, I haven't had any cranberry sauce since Swamp Davis.
I don't like to think about that either, Lieutenant.
Well, look, you said a drumstick, Lieutenant?
Yeah, to start with, Sergeant. Thanks. Some mashed potatoes and...
Mashed potatoes?
Hey, what's this stuff?
I think that's turnips.
Well, I'll eat these turnips.
Turnips it is.
And fill it up.
I sure will.
What are you so quiet about over there, Corporal Morgan?
What? Me? I was just thinking, sir.
Well, stop it. Dangerous habit.
Hey,
anybody opened that bottle yet?
Yeah, in a minute. Hold up your cup, Lieutenant.
Here you are, fella. That's enough for a minute.
Okay.
Pass it along. Where's Lester with the rest of them?
Where is that guy?
Hey, somebody give me a
hand
with a bottle.
Don't worry,
John. All right, boys. Help yourself to the stuff and... Holler when you want more turkey.
Hey, shall we open all the bottles, Lieutenant?
Why, sure, why not?
Look, will you sit down before your turkey gets cold?
In the Army, a mess sergeant should talk like that.
Hey, not out of the bottle, Lester.
Sit down and drink like people, you lug.
Yeah, gee, this is swell, Lieutenant.
It ought to be.
What kind is it, sir?
It's called, Lacrima Christi, Morgan.
Tears of Christ.
Yeah. Well, I would eat some bread.
Yeah, here. Here, Lieutenant, right here.
Thanks.
Tears of Christ, huh?
Right.
You know, I drunk some of that once at Italy. Pour me some more, will you?
I think we should drink a toast, Lieutenant.
I do, too.
No, no, don't start that again. Let's eat. Shut up. I need some gravy, Sergeant.
Well, there's plenty of it. Yeah.
The only toast I want to drink is when I climb off that ship in New York.
That's one we'll all drink. In fact, I'll drink it right now. Remember what we were doing last Christmas, Lance?
That's what I was thinking about. About a toast.
Yeah. Yes, I think you're right, Morgan. Bill McAdams.
Yeah. And Big Gil Corcoran. And, Ed Peterson.
Francis Wachter.
That kid Larry, what was his name?
Paskey.
Yeah,
my brother.
I think we better stand up for that, Joe.
Yeah.
Yes. You say the toast, Lieutenant.
Okay. No, no. No, we'll just drink to him. To all.
I sure remember my last Christmas back home.
You mean at Swamp Davis, Griff?
No, home. Hollywood.
What?
Hollywood?
Yeah, hey, we had a show that day. How long? Coast to coast.
Say, what'd you do on the radio, Griff, see?
No, I was an announcer.
You don't sound much like an announcer. Hey, how about another drumstick, Si?
Sure. Reach your plate.
Yeah, thanks.
You want to hear me, announce?
No.
Good evening. Friends of the radio music world, tonight we are again privileged to present the Army Air Force's Symphony Orchestra under the direction of Major Eddie Dunstetter, direct from the Flying Training Command Auditorium in Santa Ana, California. Our program this evening includes Si mes vers avaient des ailes by Ronaldo Hahn, La Création du Monde by Darius Milhaud, selections from Der Bürger aus Edelmann by Richard Strauss. And to conclude, the inimitable folk song of our Russian allies, Krasny Sarafa.
Did you hear what I heard?
Well,
did that come out of that?
Hey, what did you
like that, Griff?
I popped a crooner in the eye. He was a master sergeant, so they shipped me. Is there any more wine?
After that, Griff, you ate a whole bottle of yourself.
Yeah, don't get me, Lieutenant.
Thanks, Dopey.
You know, my last Christmas in Peoria.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah, the best Christmas I remember was down at Bliss. One year I was in big troop with the 7th Cavalry.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. There was a Mexican cavalry outfit just across the river at Juarez. Now, they come over to play polo, see, and brought a bunch of their enlisted men along. And every single one of them lads had a quart of tequila in his saddlebags.
Oh, brother.
Did you ever drink tequila, Lieutenant?
Once.
That was enough.
There was a Mexican sergeant. I can remember his name. Sorrento Pablo Francisco Rafael Del Rey Jimenez Junior. I mean, Junior. He taught me how to say Merry Christmas in Mexican.
No kidding.
Felices Navidades.
And what's that? Oh,
where were you, Morgan?
Last Christmas?
Yeah.
You know where I was, Lieutenant. At Vienden.
No, I mean in the States.
Well, before I got in the Army, my last Christmas in the States was in jail.
Jail?
In jail. Never told you guys that.
Well, lots of people been in jail.
Sure.
slide the bottle over this way, Griff.
Yeah, wait a second.
What was it for, Griff?
Never mind, Lester.
Oh, I don't mind, Lieutenant. It wasn't the first time. Thanks, Sergeant. A little more turkey, I guess.
Coming right up, baby.
Well, I was a bum.
A hobo?
Strictly a hobo. I never had it so good as in the Army.
You sure didn't like the Army so well when I first joined the outfit, Morgan.
Yeah, I know. I gotta be kind of different when my brother joined the outfit. I never knew the kid very well before. Sure miss him.
Yeah.
I'm gonna stay in. Least I can do. Where was you, Lieutenant?
When?
Oh,
you mean my last Christmas home?
Yeah, where was you, Lieutenant?
Well, believe it or not, I was in high school.
Oh, you're
no, you're
not. No, I'm not. Last year, I was supposed to graduate from 1941. When my class graduated, I was a tech sergeant at Camp Forest, Tennessee.
Oh, what do you know?
Where was your Christmas?
In a hospital with a broken leg.
Yeah?
Played too much football.
Oh.
Hey, did you ever know a lieutenant colonel at Forest named, Smith?
There was a million lieutenant colonels named Smith.
Fellow looked like Eisenhower? Was a major then?
That is the guy.
Yeah.
When the Krauts was going to assassinate Ike a couple of 3 months ago.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I remember.
This here Colonel Smith... He personified Eisenhower.
Impersonated him.
Personified.
Yeah, played like he was him. He was a friend of mine.
No kids, well, two companies in Peoria down at Forest, Lieutenant, out of the 130th Infantry.
Where were you last Christmas out of the Army, Schulze?
Gee. Dimmy and I got married Christmas Eve.
Dimmy?
Her name's Celestine.
Oh.
I was called her Denny.
I didn't know you were married,
Sean. Why, sure, Lieutenant. December 24th, 1941. Well, hey, did I ever show you a picture?
No, you got it with you?
Sure.
Let me see that after you
look at her. She's a pretty girl.
Let me see, Lieutenant.
Is she blonde?
Red hair, sir.
Hey, let me see that.
Take a look.
Let me see.
Wait, do I get a load?
Let me come to you. Wait a minute.
Hey, remember where I came from.
Oh, looks like my youngest sister.
Yeah. Hey, say, Griff.
Oh,
here you are, kid.
Thanks.
Where was you Christmas?
You see the picture, Mom?
No.
Take a look.
Pretty.
That's something.
Well, where was you, Griff?
Hollywood Canteen. Oh, boy.
Gee,
oh, I was never there. Was there movie stars?
Up to here.
Betty Grable?
Yeah.
In Peoria, Lana Turner?
Gee, I don't remember Lester.
Can't hear me. Don't remember Lana Turner. Besides, slice me off another slab of white meat.
Sure will.
Well,
after that, he can have that. Oh, bro.
Let me have a little
reading.
Who's out at the door?
I didn't see anybody, Sergeant.
Probably one of them hungry Joes from the first platoon. Looking for a second dinner.
Well, nuts to him. Look, anybody else want some turkey?
What we got for dessert, Sarge?
Pie.
Well, Sonny, my mom wrote to me, and she asked me what I wanted for Christmas. So I tells her.
June.
All right. I'm kidding. When I wrote her, I wanted one of her mince pies.
Oh, why not?
Now, don't tell me your mother sent you a mince pie. That can't be done.
What do you mean it can't be done?
Well, if I put them guys back in comms, they ain't steal it. They steal your
rifle. Oh, come on, Sarge. Is the Army putting out GI mince pies now?
Now, look, Mac. This is no GI pie.
Oh.
What is it, Sergeant?
Well, sir, my mom, she sent me a thingamajig full of homemade mincemeat.
Yeah?
Wraps it up so as it looked like a section of stovepipe. Mm-hmm. That's so it won't run out.
Yeah.
And by Jiminy... It got
you.
That's great.
Every step of the way from Massillon, Ohio.
Sergeant Plattner.
Yes.
If you're kidding us, I'll personally turn you over to the toughest MP out there.
Hey,
see that you get a bronze star with three oak leaf clusters if I have to whittle it out of the back end of the colonel's jeep. Right?
Thank you, sir. Well, you can get out your pocket knife now, Lieutenant, because it's sitting on top of the stove here right now.
Hey, look at that.
Me and Atlet was handed last. Used to be a baker, remember?
Yeah.
Well, we made it this morning.
Morgan, hey, Morgan, what are you looking at?
There's somebody at the door.
Go see who it is, will you?
Yes, sir.
There's somebody opening another bottle. Come on.
Yeah, I got it here. I got it.
Pour me a little of that. Are you kidding?
What a dinner, huh?
Oh, Sergeant, really? You've done yourself proud of this dinner.
Well, why don't you eat some of it then, sir?
Well, I'm doing all right.
You only have two drumsticks.
That's right, Lieutenant.
Oh, and give him some, somebody.
Oh, right, right, right.
Put some more
crumbs
right on
here. Come right up.
I thought I saw somebody there, but there wasn't.
I want some more gravy.
Well, wait a second.
Hey, Lieutenant, I started to tell you about the Christmas I got married in Peoria.
Oh. Yeah. Hey, we have. Hey, there is somebody at the door.
Huh?
Don't look like a GI.
I'll see what it is. You fellas sit still.
Okay.
You! You there! What's Martin see here? Come here! What's Wallen see? What's Eisenstein?
I'm sorry, sir.
Oh, speak English, huh?
Yes, sir.
What do you want?
Nothing, sir. I was just looking around at the destruction. It's terrible.
Yeah. Your home here?
No, sir.
Well, have you got relatives here?
No. No, I have no relatives here.
Friends?
Few enough friends, I'm afraid, sir.
Well, are you hungry?
I don't think so.
Well, look, then, you better not hang around. The MPs are tough babies. You got an identity card?
No.
What are you, a DP?
DP?
Yeah, displaced person.
Yes. Yes, I suppose you might say I am a displaced person.
Oh. Well, look, wait just a minute, will you? Hey, you men! Men! You got any objections if I bring this fellow in for a slice of turkey and a drink of wine? Okay. You see, even though I am an officer, I'm the guest of these boys. And, well, you know, I have to ask them.
You are young for an officer.
Yeah, wars don't seem to care how old you are. Come on in.
Thank you. I am a little tired.
Cold, too, huh?
Yes. It is very cold.
Well, I hope you got a mind.
I don't know what
you... Oh, of course not, Lieutenant. Sit down. Sit right down there.
Hey, pour him some wine, Schultz.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, mister.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, sir.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, if possible, mister.
Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, sir.
Thank you. Thank you.
He's got a fight.
Good to sit down with friendly people.
Well, you're among friends for a while, mister, so have fun while you can.
Yeah, that's right.
So, how about some turkey for our friend?
Yes, sir. What'll it be? Lighter, dark, sir.
Oh, give him some of
those. Just a little, if you please.
Hey, give him some turnips.
All right, shut up, please.
You must not be so generous.
It's all right. There's plenty for everybody. Well, who else wants some more?
Not me.
Omar for me, Sarge. Never thought I could do it.
And open up some more wine, will you? Our friend here's cold.
No, I'm not so cold now, thank you.
Well, let's drink up. Pass the potatoes over here, will you, Morgan?
Yes, sir. Here you are, mister.
Is your home near here, mister?
No. My home was a long way from here.
Oh, you ain't a Kraut then, huh?
Kraut?
Germany means.
No. I am not a German.
Face looks awful familiar. Haven't I seen you around here sometime?
I don't know.
Have you been around here?
Occasionally.
He's a nosy guy.
Yes.
Will you shut up, Lester, and leave the man eat?
Excuse me.
Oh. I'm awful full.
It's the best Christmas I had since I left home a long time ago.
Yeah, me too. Me
yeah,
too.
Yeah, you're right, boys.
Could be that the presence of a guest contributes to your feeling of well-being.
Yeah, that's right.
You know?
That's right.
I think that's right.
Yeah, sure. Well, you know what it says in the Bible.
Do you?
Oh, now you're
going to wait a minute, Sergeant.
Wait, don't rush me now.
All right, all right.
It's more blessed or something to give than to receive.
He's right. He's right.
Will you, will you have some more, mister?
Thank you.
Attaboy.
I've seen him too, Lieutenant.
No, no,
I can't swear.
How do you know what he wants?
Leave me alone. Let me testify.
You men have been together for a long time in this war?
Oh, yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Here. We're all that's left of the original outfit. We all started out together in the States, and we said that we'd eat dinner in Berlin.
There was a lot more of us then, Flatner.
A lot more. A lot of good guys, Griff.
I'll say.
Well, here we are in Berlin, and we are having dinner, ain't we?
We sure.
It almost seems as if you were all spared for something more than merely fighting a war.
You see, asking questions.
I don't get it, mister.
Fighting this war has done something for us, I guess. I wouldn't do it again for a lot of money.
No.
What has it done for you, then?
Oh, I don't know. I guess you get to feel different about people after you've been through what we have.
Yes. I can understand that.
Yeah, I bet you can. I bet you've been through a lot, too, huh?
Yes.
Was you a soldier?
Lester.
No.
Oh.
Yes, sir.
Come on, don't you.
What's everybody so quiet about? A minute ago, we were all hollering and yelling and carrying on here.
Oh, everybody's full.
Sure.
No.
But isn't that, Flatner? It just kind of feels like Christmas.
That's right, Jones.
Like I remember on Christmas when we used to go to church in Peoria.
No, like Christmas afternoon. I remember.
Everybody feels good. Kind of liking everybody.
Yeah, that's right.
Peace on earth. Peace on earth.
And goodwill to men.
We ought to have gone to church this morning.
Hey, I went to church. You
wait
did.
A minute.
You can.
Yes, sir. I get up early and I went out and I ran right into the chaplain. What could I do?
I sort of wish I'd gone.
You even sung Christmas carols.
Huh?
Him.
Yeah. Oh, come all ye
faithful.
Joy and triumph. Oh, come ye faithful. That's an awful looking scar you got on your hand, eh?
Yes. It was very painful once.
Hey, let me see. Hey, it sure is. Them Krauts do that to you?
No.
You know, you speak awful good English.
No, I speak several languages.
Lester, will you let the man alone?
Lieutenant, I want to know who he is and what he's doing here. I know I've seen him someplace.
Yes, I think you have seen me somewhere.
Yeah, but where? Where?
I know where I've seen him before.
Do you?
In the hospital. I had the broken leg. It was Christmas. I prayed. I know where I saw you.
Yes. I remember. In the snow, back of Deke's. And I was kneeling beside my brother the night he was killed.
I saw you on the transport when we were on the way over here.
It was in the mission, Carmel.
Yes. I saw you there.
Once when I was walking guard at the tomb of the unknown soldier at Arlington, at night...
I was there.
Was you in church this morning?
I saw you there.
Well, then who are you? I don't know. Wait a minute. Now, don't go yet. Wait and have another drink of wine.
Yes, I will drink a cup of wine with you, and then I must go.
Well, let me open a new bottle here.
Yes, wait a minute.
Thank you. Now, goodbye, my friend.
Oh, hey, wait, stay with us. Yes. Please stay with us.
No. No, I must go.
But listen, why? Why do you have to go?
Lester.
What?
Lester. The whole world's waiting for him. After all, it's his birthday, you know.
The title of today's story is Berlin, 1945. The Quiet Please broadcast of last Christmas, repeated today by request. The displaced person, Ernest Chappell.
And the others in the cast were Ed Latimer, Frank Thomas, Melville Ruick, James Monks, James Goss, and Warren Stevens. Music for Quiet Please is played by Albert Berman. Now for a word about next week. My good friend and our writer-director, Willis Cooper.
Thank you for listening to Quiet Please. Next week I have a story for you which I call The Time of the Big Snow. Will you listen?
So until next week at this same time, I am quietly yours, Ernest Chappell.